You're not the villain in the story. You're the adult in the room. And that's exactly why I need you to hear this. Everyone else is drunk on a demo. You're the one asking where the data went, who has access to it, how secrets are handled, what happens when a contractor leaves, how fast you can contain the blast radius when something breaks. Someone has to ask those questions. It should be you. That's why this matters so much. Because if your answer to AI is basically no, until further notice, you're not reducing risk. You're moving it. So let's talk about where it's going. Your engineers are already using these tools, maybe not on the company laptop, maybe not with your blessing, maybe not in the workflow you choose, but they're using them. That's what happens when a tool gives a capable engineer another 10 hours a week of output. They use it. So the real choice isn't whether AI enters the building. It already did. The real choice is whether it happens in the open with controls you designed or in the shadows with engineers on personal accounts hoping nobody notices. That's what a blanket ban buys you, not safety, shadow usage. I get why you reach for it. You've seen bad access controls. You've seen vendors with hand-wavy answers. You've seen sensitive data sprayed into systems nobody evaluated properly. You've had to explain ugly things to legal, to the board, to the CEO. But if your response is to slow everything down until you feel emotionally comfortable, you become the bottleneck the business routes around. And that brings me to the core tension. Security is non-negotiable. A breach still matters. Leaked source still matters. Prompt injection, poison dependencies, stolen tokens, data exfiltration, all of it matters. The part that changes is this. You don't get to treat speed and safety as opposing departments anymore. A company ships once a quarter while a competitor ships safely every day. The competitor learns faster, fixes faster, sells faster, compounds faster. You're not protecting the company if you're protecting it out of the market. Now here's the uncomfortable part. The environment is already full of problems that have nothing to do with AI. Tools and repos, long-lived tokens nobody rotated, terrible IAM sprawl, CI jobs that grew by accident, manual deploy steps living in a senior engineer's head, dependencies nobody has audited in 2 years, internal tools that never got proper auth because they were supposed to be temporary. You know where the bodies are buried, you filed the tickets, you wrote the risk memos, you asked for headcount, you got told to prioritize revenue work. That's what makes the current panic a little hard to take seriously. Your organization was willing to live with dangerous nonsense for years when it was slow, familiar, and human-driven. But now that engineers have tools that might actually help burn down the backlog, suddenly everyone rediscovers principle. Here's what agents actually change. They don't remove risk. They change your capacity. They can check every repo for leaked credentials before lunch. They can map undocumented endpoints. They can generate security tests around fragile paths your team never had time to cover. They can review policy drift across infrastructure faster than a human team ever will. For the first time, you have tools that can fight the mess you already own. So what does trust actually look like here? Because trust doesn't mean vibes. Trust doesn't mean, I guess the model probably did the right thing. It means the system earns trust because you designed it to. Traceability. You know what tool touched what code, under whose identity, against which repo, with which policy, at what time. Time. Review at machine speed. Every pull request, every config change, every workflow edit, every secret path. Not just whatever a tired human reviewer happened to notice at 4:47 p.m. on a Friday. Guardrails instead of calendar invites. If a workflow needs your availability to be safe, it's not a scalable security model. Continuous evidence, not quarterly reassurance theater. Real signals, on every commit, on every deploy, on every environment change. That's what trust looks like. Logged, reviewable, enforceable. Well, now this next part is direct because it matters. If you govern code-producing systems, you need to produce a little code yourself. Not because you need a side hustle as a staff engineer, because you can't secure what you only understand through slides. Tiny internal tool with an agent, watch where it helps, watch where it guesses, watch where it overreaches, watch how identity and context and tools and permissions actually work when the thing is live. That hour will teach you more than 20 vendor briefings. The security leaders who do well here will be the ones who touch the stove themselves. And your tool chain is going to change. Your security stack was built for a world where code arrived at human speed. That world is over. You need policy enforcement in the workflow, not in a PDF. You need identity, traceability, approvals, sandboxing, secret handling, and audit trails that fit how engineers actually build now. You need tools that can inspect generated code, generated infrastructure, generated tests, and generated automation without falling apart. Some of your current vendors will adapt, some won't. That's normal. What's not acceptable is pretending the stack that barely kept up with humans will somehow keep up with human plus agent teams by force of tradition. So let's do the real risk calculation. If you adopt agents with guardrails, you inherit new attack surfaces. That's true. You also get a shot at better visibility, faster review, more consistent policy enforcement, and actual chance of paying down old security debt. If you block agents outright, you keep all the old attack surface, all the old slowness, all the old backlog, and you add shadow adoption on top. That's not the conservative option. That's the lazy option. So here's my direct ask. Don't lower your standards. Raise your operating model. Your engineers need a security leader who can say yes with conditions, yes in this environment, yes with these controls, yes with this traceability, yes with this approval model, yes with this data boundary, yes with this rollback plan. That's leadership. And if you don't do it, the organization will move anyway. It'll just move without your design, without your controls, without your trust. You don't need to love this change. You do need to lead it. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.